Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 38. Backup Academy is now in session. Here we go. Today, Megan Mesher is co-hosting with me. How you doing, Megan?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where can we find you on Twitter and some of the responsibilities you have?
All right. Well, I'm Megan Mesher. I'm the Americas Events Manager at Veeam. So my team and I are responsible for creating the magic behind all Veeam events. You can find us on Twitter at Veeam Events, and I'm on Twitter at MMesh.
Cool. Good stuff. And our guest today is Elias Kneser. How you doing, Elias?
I am well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're rocking. Veeam speed, about ready to take off. Sometimes it hurts, but we're doing all right. So, Elias, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I know you've been on the podcast before, but where can they find you on Twitter, and what kind of stuff do you do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure. Elias Kneser, I'm the technology officer for Sigma Solutions. On Twitter, I can be found on at Twitter, at eKneser.
Nice.
That was good.
Nice. You have a secret investment you haven't told us about, Mr. Fancy Shirt.
You see?
I like it. But by the way, if you don't know, now you know, Elias Kneser gets the fanciest shirt award of any IT pro I've ever seen. I mean, I'm literally like, I saw Elias at VMworld. He had this, like, I don't even know how to pronounce it. What's the brand? Fashionable? How do you say it? Fashionable? Man, that was some...
It's Fashionable, yeah.
That was some linen, baby. Oh, man, I was about...
You got me in trouble with that tweet, by the way. Everybody that comes up to me right now remembers that tweet, so it was definitely a hit.
Dude, I'm telling you. This...
Standing out amongst the conference T-shirts and cargo shorts.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, I'm like, he's talking blah, 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 you know, backup, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, look at that shirt. I mean, I was just, I mean, literally, you know how busy VMworld is, right, Elias? You know, it's so busy.
You know, it was crazy this year.
Do you know what I did that night? I went and looked up that brand of shirt. I'm telling you. For real.
I'm sending it to you. That's it. That shirt's yours.
No. I've picked out one that I want. It's on my Christmas list, man. It's on my holiday list. So we'll take it from there. So all joking aside, guys, Elias is a great guy. I go way back with him. Well, not that far back. But, you know, in technology time, it's way back. And what we're going to talk about here today is Backup Academy. If you haven't noticed on the podcast, we've slipped in a couple of commercials on a few of the recent episodes where we're trying to get the word out about Backup Academy, and we slipped in those little messages really so you could check it out. But today we want to talk about it at length. And Elias was fortunate enough to be one of our contributors, as well as myself, Eric Siebert, Greg Shields, David Davis, and... a whole bunch of people internally at Veeam that helped kind of collaborate it and make it possible. And I sure hope I didn't forget someone. But anyways, you know, your Backup Academy topic, Elias, was on Volume Shadow Copy Services, you know, VSS, right? One of the keys to Windows application consistency. So just generally speaking, you know, what's your opinion of the Backup Academy concept and idea? And by the way, we're really happy that you had a chance to contribute. But we're also just kind of curious, you know, what's your thoughts on a product like that?
The Backup Academy is actually very interesting. And it's more interesting because it's published by Veeam. And what I mean by that is you don't find it very often in the industry where you have a product vendor trying to put IP out there which is agnostic, literally vendor agnostic. And I think that's where a lot of the confidence that Veeam has in its products, but mostly the ability to say, you know what, we are going to publish IP, intellectual property, to the world that is not necessarily Veeam branded. I applaud you guys for that, and I really enjoyed recording it, and I find a lot of value in it specifically because there's a lot of information out there. You can probably find information on anything you want. Google knows everything. You can probably find who killed Kennedy on Google. But the Backup Academy focuses you on if you're looking for backup, if you're trying to understand how to get started in backup, even for some advanced topics, but here's a platform that you can start from. So from that perspective, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it was important for us to be able to start with this material for people that don't know much about virtualization, data protection, you know, and then it was also difficult to be product neutral. In fact, in a number of the different slides, even my own slides, we took slides out that mentioned Veeam, okay? So, yeah, Veeam sponsored the content. There's no wishy-washy around that, but, you know, it's very neutral. In fact, you know, we really just kind of zero in on the VMware, the Windows, and the Hyper-V, and, the, you know, the basic storage technologies of the world, and, you know, from there, we're trying to instill the, you know, the backup and data protection basics that go along with that, regardless of any product. So cool, that makes sense. I'm glad that, you know, you feel that way. Hopefully, you know, one of the reasons why we pick somebody like you is because, you know, you're a good communicator. So I'm sure you've had to, you know, communicate things at different levels at some point in your career.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Elias, speaking of communication, you're obviously good at it. How do you go about communicating technical topics to people who may have limited or no background on the topic?
Simplify it. Simplify it to the point where, you know, certain any topic, in my opinion, can be simplified and can be complex. So we can start off by, these are the basics. This is what you need to know. And then that same topic, we can drill down into, well, how does it work? How does it connect? How do you go, you know, for example, when you're initiating a backup, I can say, well, this is how you do the backup of the file, and this is how you restore it. But then we can dig into, well, this is how it ties into VMware tools, and here's how VMware tools, you know, connects to the volume shadow copy, and you can start to drill down there. But if you start very advanced levels, then you're going to lose your audience very quickly. And that's the idea is, start simple, make sure they understand the concept, what you're trying to accomplish, and for those that want more advanced topics, then you just start to build on top of that.
Well, that's a good point, because I think of the challenges that go along with that, and I know, you know, you're kind of in a consultancy role, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so you have to adapt, right? You know, a lot of times people that kind of stick in a mode, you know, if I work in a company, you know, I have a fairly fixed range of people I deal with, a fairly fixed, you know, knowledge pool that I interact with on a coworker basis. But you know, the moment you open it up to the public, as you know, Elias, goodness, it all bets are off, right? You never know what you're going to find. So, that, you know, to my, you know, kind of playing off your ability, because I do think you're very good at your communication, have you ever had like a challenging situation where, you know, this simplifying it isn't working, or even, you know, another way where you're trying to engage with someone who might be smarter than you? Okay, now, not to say that that's possible, Elias, but but you never know, right? You know, I always write my blogs and stuff thinking that 10% of the readers are better at it than me. So.
No, I agree with you, and there's always someone smarter. So I live my life by, there's always someone better, there's always someone smarter. You're going to learn, you live, you learn. So I agree with you. See, part of being a consultant, I get to adapt. It's exactly the word that I was looking for. And if, you know, you're approaching something from a simplistic standpoint and, you know, someone's still not getting it, you just have to adapt depending on the circumstances, depending on the situation, and find a way to explain it. Or maybe if explaining it doesn't work, well, let's jump on a WebEx or a GoToMeeting and let me show you how it's done. So depending on the circumstance, you're going to use a different method.
Sure, sure, good points. You know, in the case of Backup Academy, okay, it's kind of a one-way traffic, right? We've organized a number of areas of content, right? So we've had these videos that go through, I think we have 8 topics. We have a 9th topic. We haven't released it yet, and we've got some more content in the wings. I'll get to that in a second. But basically, we've collected this content. Web-based training. It's mostly PowerPoint and some on-screen demo type material, depending on the topic. And we go through and you know, cover these topics, everything from best practices for VMware backups, how does VSS work, right? Or a virtual machine, basically, kind of what is it and how do we protect it? So those are some of the things we go through in the initial release of Backup Academy, and we deliver these videos. And then we follow up with a quiz, okay? So the quiz is really just basically to see, you know, if you've absorbed what was being delivered there. And I helped write those questions, Elias. That's actually really hard to do, to write questions off of material, especially, you know, the stuff I did not present. So, you know, you, Elias, right, you've written a lot of books on certification stuff. So I'm going to talk a little bit to the strategy, and you'll get this immediately. So, you know, when you have some of the questions and answers, especially on multiple choice, right, you take the one correct answer, then you have another correct answer with a slight thing changed just to invalidate it. Then you have one that's way out there, and then one that sounds right but applies to a different question, right? So I've gone through these different strategies, right? So, you know what I mean, right, by these different question strategies.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Those are all always fun to write, and writing questions isn't easy. Believe it or not, that's probably the hardest part of developing any type of content. Is how do you write the question to be like intuitive, to get someone to actually think about it, not to make the answer too obvious, but also not make it impossible to answer. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and you know, one of the goals of this content is to really be a stepping stone to other stages of your IT, you know, career, right? And so, like, give a cheap plug for your books here. I do recommend checking out Elias's books on the certification path. And Elias, can you take a moment and just tell me some of the books that you've written and what type of certifications they align to?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the plug, by
the
way.
Hey, man, it's all in the game. I love it.
So I've written the VMware or the exam crems on VCP 3, 3, 5, 4, and we're about to release the VCP 5 soon. I've also written some books on Citrix certifications, MetaFrame, XenApp, and done some train signals as well. So the XenApp, Zen Desktop train signal, and the vSphere 5 with David Davis, I contributed to that as well. So.
Right on. So, you know, all these different products, you know, I like to equate them to being vehicles, right? They're different ways to get, you know, a different development through your IT career. You know, that's kind of one different way to tune in and kind of engage. And, you know, Elias's books, the red and yellow cover, they're a good way to do it. I definitely recommend you check them out.
Great. So moving back to Backup Academy, the certification is a result of going through the content and taking the quiz. Elias, who do you see the content as being best fit for?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So the Backup Academy, I think, first of all, again, it's an interesting concept, and it caters to a lot of different levels of people that are, you know, beginners, but it also caters to advanced people. So, for example, if I was to take a shot at it, as I was recording the VSS one, the VSS is interesting because anyone who's even trying to get into backup, who wants to learn how that works, well, needs to go through understanding volume shadow copy. So that would cater to people like maybe the help desk technicians that are wanting to make that next step into virtualization, into that admin position that they want. And they're looking for resources. Where do I get started? I mean, it could be overwhelming trying to get to that position today because there's just so much to learn. It could cater to them. It could also cater to someone who's maybe a virtualization admin but hasn't had to deal with backup. So that could give them an introduction, a good stepping stone into, well, how does this work? How do these things tie together? So again, it depends on the level. It goes from someone who's trying to get into it into someone who's experienced but not necessarily experienced with backups.
Yeah, good point. And I think that, you know, big data messaging and big, you know, technology messaging aside, a.k.a. the cloud, you know, the operations of the data center, they're still important, right? I mean, we have tools that make things better and all that, but, you know, the fundamentals of data protection, the fundamentals of virtualization, I think are still absolutely critical in the IT ecosphere today. I mean, do you agree with that, Elias?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, the cloud is going to be a disruptive technology for sure, but the cloud, I mean, everybody's talking about, well, your cloud journey starts today. It starts here. Okay, check, we get it. But it's going to take time for us to get to the cloud. And regardless of how you get to the cloud, even when you get into the cloud completely, you still have to know these concepts and understand how to manage it, because maybe you get into some kind of a private cloud where you're still responsible for it. You're not hosting the hardware, but you still have to manipulate and manage the software. In the interim, though, you still have to keep your environment up and running. You have to go through that stage process of getting to the cloud. So absolutely, it's still very important.
If you're able to contribute or you're interested in contributing content to us, reach out to us on Twitter at BCKP Academy or me on Twitter at Rick Vanover, because, you know, as the technology changes, you know, we're going to change. And Elias, as you know, content has a shelf life.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. And I think anyone that has an opportunity to contribute, give back to the community, I think it's a good thing. We're all here to learn from one another. You might have something that that's easy to you, might be difficult to others. So I definitely encourage it.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. Speaking of new stuff and, you know, sharing, anything going on the converged infrastructure side, infrastructure as a service side? That's what we talked about last time. Just curious if anything's caught your eye of late.
On the infrastructure as a service, I mean, the normal stuff. There's some orchestrators and automation tools out there from some of the vendors that I'm really liking. Some of what VMware is doing with vCloud Director is definitely going to help. On the converged infrastructures for like converting data centers into like internal clouds, I think that's where we're going to see some really cool stuff coming out. There's some cool vendors that I got an opportunity to meet at VMworld, Cloudpia, Gale Technologies, that have some really good orchestration and automation tools for that.
It's funny you say that. On the next episode, which I've already recorded, I recorded this one, but then 2 days ago I recorded the next one. It's kind of backwards, I know. But I talked with Kendra Coleman about it, orchestration. Funny comment. Tune in for the next episode. speaking of events, anything you'll be attending, Elias, coming up in the future?
Yeah, I'm actually speaking at Camp IT in Chicago on October 19th. I'm also speaking at Innotech in Austin on October 20th.
Speaking of events, Megan, do we have anything going on lined up, whatever?
Yeah, Veeam's going to be at SNW in Orlando on October 10th and 11th, and then we will be kicking off at VMworld Europe on October 18th.
Sweet. For those of y'all that are going to be there, because we will be showing Veeam Backup and Replication version 6. Good stuff. Hope to see you there. Well, hey, let's bring it home. Elias, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast once again.
It's always a pleasure.
And Megan, thanks for co-hosting with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Rock on. I like it. All right. Well, if anyone has any feedback on the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@veeam.com, or you can reach out on Twitter @Veeam. Elias, thanks again.
Thanks.
Thank you.